the allegations of having violated the ethics code, the reasons and that he believes he hasn't violated the ethics code, and to just have a full opportunity to address those matters to the commission. And he has that opportunity now, but he doesn't at that point in the process, but he would not have to exercise it if he didn't want to, because he'll have another opportunity after the public comment part of the meeting, which would be the next part of the process, which would be to open the matter up to receive further comment from the public, if there is any further comment, and to close that public hearing part of the meeting and bring it back to the board. And at that point, Commissioner Ginnup would be provided another opportunity to respond and address the issues that have been presented. Following that opportunity, it would be turned over to the full board for a period of deliberation and consideration of all that you've heard this evening, to weigh the input and the information that's been provided and deliberate over and come to a decision on whether or not there's been a violation. But before doing so, once the commission has had a full opportunity to discuss and deliberate it, I'm recommending providing Chair Ginnup one final opportunity to add anything he has to say before any motion is made on a determination of whether or not a violation of the ethics code has occurred. And after that, the vice chair, who will be sitting in the chair position, would then open up the floor to a motion to his fellow commissioners, all of you, and then there would be a vote on that motion if there is any motion.
Any questions? Thank you. At this time, I'll turn it over to Mr. Coates, Mr. White, and Mr. Aarons, who submitted the petition.
So being one of the commissioners that submitted the request, I can lay out some thoughts that I had here. So on June 5th of 2023, the Emmett County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution to guide those serving on the Board of Health. Among other points, that resolution directs appointees of the Board of Health to support the Health Department of Northwest Michigan in its endeavors that comply with the health code and to serve in a way that honors the stated mission of the Health Department of Northwest Michigan. That resolution became the official position of the Board of Commissioners when it was adopted on June 5th. The Board of Commissioners' Code of Ethics and Conduct states in Part B11, that county commissioners shall represent the official policies or positions of the Board of Commissioners to the best of their ability when designated as delegates for this purpose. On August 10th, while attending a meeting of the Health Department's Program and Evaluation Committee on behalf of Mr. Mapes, Rich Ginnup refused to support two grant applications proposed by Health Department staff, effectively blocking one of them, the dental grant. At the Board of Commissioners meeting on August 17th, Health Officer Dan Thorell explained what would have been the intended use of funds from those two grants. Both of those grants would have provided services that comply with the Michigan Health Code and been consistent with the Health Department's mission. Mr. Ginnup's refusal to support those grants August 10th was in contradiction to the official position of the Board of Commissioners and therefore in violation of the Code of Ethics and Conduct, Part B11. When asked about his lack of support for those grants, at the August 17th Board of Commissioners meeting, Mr. Ginnup refused to explain his position, but it did indicate that he intended to continue to violate the Code of Ethics and Conduct in his service on the Board of Health. This pronouncement was in itself a violation of the Code of Ethics, CA1. The citizens of Emmett County are entitled to have fair, ethical, and accountable local government that has earned the public's full confidence for integrity. In pronouncing his intention to continue to violate the Code of Ethics on 8/17, Mr. Ginnup acknowledges not just his intentions moving forward, but his awareness of having violated the Code of Ethics previously. The Code of Ethics and Conduct states in B15 Part B, all county commissioners have a responsibility to act when they learn of actions of another county commissioner that appear to be in violation of the Code of Ethics. Therefore, this board is obligated to act in this case by the document that we all agreed to serve under, the Code of Ethics and Conduct. The Code of Ethics and Conduct also states in Part B15.C, the Board of Commissioners may impose sanctions on county commissioners whose conduct does not comply with the county's ethical standards. Sanctions may include loss of committee assignment. Given Mr. Ginnup's stated commitment to continue to violate the Code of Ethics and Conduct while serving in his assignment to the Board of Health, his removal from that assignment is the appropriate sanction.
Dave or Neil, anything to add to that?
Go ahead.
Sure. To me, the crux of the whole matter here is not how Mr. Ginnup voted at the Board of Health. It is his statement in this room, live, with audience and all of us here, on that was already just reported, the exact date here. But it was about our code of ethics and conduct. And I'm the only commissioner sitting here who was here when it was enacted. Okay, I've been here, this is my seventh year, fourth term. And at the time, I stated that it may be one of the most important documents created in Emmett County. I was very serious about that, because being an upright and ethical man is part of my identity as a person. I take it very seriously. And when I first began this journey of becoming a county commissioner, I talked a lot with my wife, and I said, you know what? I cannot change who I am to do this, and I won't do it. I won't change who I am to do this. I will figure out how to be me through this service. And I've been through one of these procedures once before, shortly after our code of ethics was enacted. And I understand the viewpoint of this being a tool as a political tool, because at that time I saw it not as a political tool, but as a tool of one commissioner against another. And it disgusted me. Because, you know, frankly, I don't need this document to be an ethical person walking around the world or to serve this county ethically. I'm a proud Freemason. And I've also taken an oath to my country to serve in the armed forces before. I'm a veteran. I don't need this document. I didn't see that I had to sign it. But I know there's a reason for some people that they should sign it, and as a reminder of their oath of office and as a guardrail against things going sideways. I still believe it's one of the most important things documents have been ever created in our county. So much so that a few other counties after us, I don't know the exact names of them, looked at it and started doing it themselves, or city councils or whatever, around the state. It was admired and copied. So the flattery is mimicry or copying is the greatest form of flattery. I don't get the exact same, but anyway. So my whole point of signing this, and I was the first signatory on it, and I was happy to do it, unhappy but happy, because it was so blatant and in my face. And I also signed that document and said that I would support the Code of Ethics that it is incumbent upon me, I'm obligated to do this, actually. And if I did not do this tonight, I would be in violation of the Code of Ethics. And I'm not going to put myself in violation of it because someone else doesn't want to follow it. That's up to them. I did not make them make their statements. I did not make them do what they did. I had no influence on it at all. But I will stand up for my name and my way of handling myself in the world and serving this county. So that's why. Now you know why I signed it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a lot of air tonight, but I'm going to use what I've got. Part of the conduct of is respecting the process of being a county commissioner or being in any form of a group. I'm a black sheep in our family. My family was all public school teachers who followed rules and regulations that always had to deal with. And I was not on board until Mr. Ginnup said at the last meeting, I do not plan to follow the code of conduct and what was passed June 5th. You have to follow the rules. You may not like the rules, but you got to follow the rules. And if we as a board don't bring that forward, then we're just a bunch of eunuchs sitting here until not doing the business of the people of Emmett County.
Hearing from the three signatories at this time, Commissioner Ginnup, you have the opportunity to say your piece.
Okay. So first of all, I was being attacked, I felt like, when I was being grilled by Commissioner Kuntz. And I got to admit that I said, no, I would not follow the code of ethics and the resolution, and I don't agree with that now. I said that out of the feeling of attack, and I apologize for saying that, and I don't mean that. I will follow the code of ethics and conduct, and I will follow the resolution to the best of my ability. Again, I felt like I was being attacked. As you could go back and listen, he was badgering and badgering and badgering and attacking. And he is has that art form. He is very good at that. I am not the only vote on the health board. I am not the only vote on the subcommittees. So I don't know why I'm getting all the attacking here. And when it comes to, since this resolution, when it comes to any of the grants that came up, I did not vote against any of them. I voted for them as they came up. I did not second the one grant. The other grant I voted for. So you can say what you want to. You can do what you want to. I'm following the code of ethics and conduct, and I'm following the resolution. So what crime have I committed here?
Okay, before we take public comment, I have a motion to move that all the public comments provided by the dozens of people who spoke on this subject during the public comment portion of this meeting be acknowledged and incorporated by this reference as part of this public hearing. We have a second for that.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and supported. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 At this time, Rich, you have one more opportunity before we open it up to the
No.
Now it's up to the public. 3 minutes time left, please.
Can I ask a question to clarify? When you, what you just stated, Brian, do you mean the two of you is to consider what's already been said or that people are talking about?
Yeah, so everything that was said during the public comment is now part of the public hearing.
Okay. Well, I'm Musa Keene. You might remember me from before. Lots of other times before. And anyone who knows me knows standing up and acknowledging someone negatively is difficult for me. But I stand here because I have taught students in this district for this is now my 26th year. They are our most vulnerable members of our community, and they don't have a voice here. Well, maybe they would, but they should be in bed. They better be in bed or ready for bed. So, Commissioner Ginnup, you are lying to the people sitting next to you. The first time I went to a Board of Health meeting, you voted so that the minutes were not accepted and you did not allow a meeting to happen. And you say, well, why am I being picked on? Because you're the tipping vote. You go with people and their ideas that you don't understand. You told me so yourself when I called you, and thank goodness I called your work number, not the one listed on the public page. I appreciate you answering. And you said you, if you gave a reason why you voted something down, It was inaccurate, and I followed up with the other people, as I mentioned before, at these other meetings. And please do not be fooled. Yes, Rich supported a $5,000 grant to allow students to write projects so that their peers would avoid tobacco, both combustible and vaping. Great. Kids listen to each other. Get them telling each other why smoking and such is bad. And there's one reason why. Thank you, Commissioner Ahrens, for being present. Because Rich knew his head is on the chopping block tonight. And it is totally transparent. When that vote comes for the budget for the health department on September 18th, I am unable to predict the future, but I am capable of jotting down past events. I wish I had the faith in you to be the person you said you would be. Well, I was mad, so I said this thing. We've all said things when we're upset. Thank you for admitting that. That was very noble. But don't think for a second that your fellow commissioners are going to be fooled into thinking that that is who you are, the guy who voted yes on that $5,000 grant, because $625,000 before that. Don't tell me you seconded things or any of us. You didn't second anything. You didn't challenge anything. And I am, again, I am sorry to have to stand up here and be saying these things. It hurts my heart, but not as badly as it hurts my heart to see what you're doing to people who need you.
Next. Is there any other comment?
Hi, I'm Mary Margaret Hornbaker, Chaffee, Michigan. And what I am seeing from Mr. Ginnup is very, very disturbing to me as a citizen of Emmett County. I have grandchildren who live in Emmett County, go to school here. And to turn down grants is something that's going to help the children is something I can't even wrap my head around. I also, after this evening, I don't have any trust in you, Mr. Ginnup. And it's very disturbing as an Emmett County resident to have to say that, because I appreciate every minute, hour, and day that our commissioners serve our community. And I appreciate you. I know that you lead with integrity. And most importantly, what we need on this commission, Board of Commissioners, is empathy. Thank you.
Next.
Hi, Tom Curtis again, and I'm going to support Rich Ginnup, and I'll tell you why. It's about ethics. Let's go back to all the sob stories about how poor I am, and oh, we needed the health department. Oh my God, without the health department, we couldn't survive. I'll almost guarantee there's not a person sitting in this room that grew up less financial than I did. No running water in the house, no indoor facilities for restroom. We grew 80-90% of our food, butchered animals to eat, or we didn't eat. And that's because my parents loved me, and my parents took care of me. We didn't do any public assistance. They didn't believe in that. They had pride. For everybody to stand back and say, oh, give me a handout, give me a handout, give me a handout. That's all you hear is gimme, gimme, gimme. My family had pride. When I was 10, I had a brother die, 2 years older than I. My parents found a way to pay for that funeral. We didn't have any money. I didn't know how poor we were. We had no money. Ninth grade football, talk about all the dental stuff. Everybody's got to have it. You got to have it for free. Ninth grade football, I had 5 teeth kicked out. Again, we didn't have any money. My parents found a way to pay for that. They sacrificed. They worked. They worked hard. They didn't stand back, and they had enough pride to say, I'm not going to ask you for help. I'm going to take care of my family myself. So all that other crap. The health department, I've been on the other end here too. The health department, when I'm out making a living, without any oversight from this board, comes in and shuts down industries. They shut them down. They need oversight. And that's what you people are for, oversight. You don't just give them free rein and let them do whatever they want to. And that's what Rich Ginnup is trying to do. If you can't support that, you have no business sitting in those chairs without some oversight on the health department. It's the Emmett County Health Department. They require oversight. It's our tax money. Thank you, Rich, for trying to stick up for us.
I just also, before I start, Courtney Wilbur, sorry, just wanted to share that sometimes having pride means asking for help, and that doesn't mean your parents don't love you because they ask for assistance and how deeply offensive that is. Rich Ginnup will say or do anything tonight to make sure that he is at that September 18th meeting where the budget is discussed. He will say and do anything to be at that meeting. So right now is when he's lying about following the code of ethics, not on August 17th. He's lying right now because Jairus and Rich are discussing outside of our public meetings how to address the budget. So this is extremely important. We need support. The community is begging you for support. This is very dangerous. So I plead with you, please help us out. Thank you.
Paige Grimm, Resort Township. I just want to reiterate something that has been said earlier, that there is a trust issue now. First you said no, then you say yes, and then what's stopping you from saying no another time? You really can't be trusted at this point on this issue. And without trust in our commissioners, we really are floundering. I mean, you are our voice. You are who take care of us in this county. And if we can't trust you, we can't trust your word, what is there for us?
Next.
And trust is a big part of this. One of the first times I spoke at this meeting.
Get your name, please.
Is Beth Compton, sorry, Emma County. I never felt the need to come and talk this meeting. I trusted the judgment in the 55 years I've lived or better in Emma County. I trusted the judgment of all the people on the Board of Commissioners. And then when I heard what was going on with the Board of Health, and having worked as a public health nurse and in labor and delivery in this community for 47 years, working with families and children and teaching classes and making sure when I talk to the parents, I talk to the dads as well, and said, you play an extremely important role in the child development. These are the kinds of things that we're able to teach parents and encourage them in supporting their family. Sometimes parents can't do it, and it is okay for them to ask for help. And then not voting is voting. You know, making no comment or no rationale for whatever way you vote, you owe that to us as a community. So we understand your point of view as well. And not saying anything makes it for us to come to our own conclusion. So it's in your benefit when you don't agree with something is to tell us why. Thank you.
Next.
John Swartout, Bear Creek. In order to be found in violation of B11, there must be a clear policy or position to violate. The complainants point to Commissioner Kuntz's June 5th resolution. So you apparently violated some implied board policy hidden in that resolution. Where's the policy statement on CarQuest grants, or on any grants for that matter? Oh, there isn't one. I checked. It's not here in the 6 points. If there's no clear policy, then there can't be a clear violation. So what is this? A popularity contest? A lynch mob? It's a difference of opinion. That's what it is.
Put the sign down, please.
Was the purpose of Mr. Kuntz's resolution to repeal Section A2 of the Code of Ethics and Conduct, which requires that public officials be independent, impartial, and fair in their judgment and actions? Is its purpose to limit you to being a bobblehead on the health board, blindly nodding assent to everything the health department does or proposes to do? If that's the purpose, then why send a delegate at all? Why not just mail a proxy card to the health director before each board meeting, giving him authority to cast your votes as he sees fit? What is the offense we're considering here? That you didn't second a motion to approve a grant application to CareQuest Institute for Oral Health, an outfit whose main goal is single-payer health care like Canada has? Ask a Canadian if they're happy with that. There were only 4 members on the Program and Evaluation Committee, and you were one of 3 who didn't second the motion. So your failure to second had no effect. If 3 of the 4 didn't support the motion, it couldn't have passed with or without your second. This public hearing is not substantive. It's kabuki. I expect better of your colleagues. Some have accused you of putting politics ahead of people. Let me quote from CareQuest 2023 grant-making guidance document, Advancing Equity Through Oral Health Application, sub-program, Drive Federal Oral Health Policy. Question 1, do you have a specific federal policy or system you intend to influence, change, or maintain? Yes or no? It is part and parcel of what CareQuest is all about. Mr. Chairman, politics is at the heart of CareQuest's mission. The philanthropy is just sheep's clothing. Can we take the money but reject the ideology? That's the question.
Next.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Jacobson, and I'm actually from Otsego County. And I don't want to be here any more than you want to see my face, because I'm not from Emmett, but unfortunately we're all in this health conglomerate together. And so I felt I would like to come as well. I go to the meetings of the Board of Health regularly. Interestingly, tonight I was missing a meeting in Gaylord of our school board, where for the 4th meeting in a row they've trotted out a code of ethics, because we have elected some people with some different opinions and positions than what is recommended. So I really caution you, when you're using these statements, I just feel like the code of ethics is really being designed to push a certain agenda and to limit dissent, and that we don't want that in our republic. We want contentious government. We want disagreement. We want to hear both sides of an argument. That's very important. Otherwise, we're just going to get a rubber stamp. And I kind of get the impression that we have 2 very different sides, like another commenter mentioned. And the fact that we're kind of arguing over philosophy here kind of shows what this hearing is really about. I'd also like to note that a code of ethics is not required for service on any board, elected board in Michigan. So maybe in the long run we might be better off without one. And I just think, too, that with a couple of these grants, I had some serious reservations about them. The tobacco and alcohol grant was student-led spending. Students don't pay taxes. students are cared for and loved by their parents, and I really have issue with giving them tax dollars. I think we also judge programs based on their stated intent and not the actual results. And so I appreciate people asking questions and doing homework. And finally, in the instance of CareQuest, I'd also like to quote from their website. Since our grassroots engagement initiative in 2015 through 2020, we've continued to elevate new partner voices to reshape, disrupt, and transform our oral health system. I find it incredible that we're giving money to an organization that I don't even think is in our state, really, to disrupt the dental system. I mean, their stated intent isn't even to make it better, so I don't know what that means. In summary,
20 seconds.
I just really think that elections have consequences, votes have consequences, and let the people decide. I didn't agree with anything that the other previous commissioner was doing, but I didn't come and demand his removal. I just waited to the election, and clearly the voters of Emmett County elected Rich, and let them make the judgment in the next election. That's what I do.
Good evening. My name is Kirsten Horan, and I am a Bear Creek Township resident. The last time I addressed this board was through email, and it showed up on the ERG website almost as soon as Mr. Ganop's picture was removed as a founding member. Coincident? I don't know. However, I am here to support Commissioner Koontz, Commissioner White, and Commissioner Ahrens. You are standing for integrity. You are standing for what I believe in and what I vote for and what my family votes for. So thank you very much.
Ray Scola, Antrim County. This obviously concerns me and my family because for the first time we are actually happy about the Health Department Board. For the first time, they're working for us, the American people, the people that love liberty, love freedom. And, like, I'm going to be honest with you, whatever anybody believes or what they want, that's fine. They can believe it, but don't force it on me and my family. So we're at this point now where if you don't vote the way I want you to vote, you're gone. We're going to do everything we can to get you off of the board. That's where we're at right now. You know, it's interesting to me because before this new board was put in place, everybody was happy. Everybody was happy except for liberty-loving Americans. I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with the mandates and the destroyed lives and the kids and all the crap that went on. I wasn't happy at all. And this man here is a good man. He's a good man. And, I mean, I challenge all of you. I honestly don't think you can hold anything to him. I really don't. He's a good man. So this is, to me, this is absolutely silly. And this county, shame on this county. I'm going to be honest with you because in Otsego County, this isn't going to happen. It's not. Antrim County, there's one person they're trying to get rid of because he's a good man, a good man. And here's the thing about it. We don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree, but we need to be respectful. So I just want to thank you, Richard Ginnup, from what you're doing. And my family and I, we support you 100%. Thank you.
Comments to yourself, please.
Did you want to say something to me?
Please don't.
Didn't know that I did that, so I appreciate the correction. All right. Mary Moore, Emmett County, and I'm here to support Mr. Ginnup. With all due respect, the only thing going sideways here, in my opinion, is your code of ethics. Consider this. Tonight, now, for the first time, I believe, is the first time that Mr. Ginnup or anyone has heard the content of the accusations against Mr. Ginnup. Consider also that the accusations have zero to do with his actual conduct, but only with something that he said in the heat of the moment
under badgering and heckling from certain board members who ought to, in my opinion, behave better. If you look at Section B11 and the resolution of 5 June, you will come up empty as to any real substantive accusation against Mr. Ginna. Specifically, I think the first point, number one, on page 2 of that resolution was cited against him. Quote, support the health department in its endeavors that comply with the Michigan Health Code. Let me explain something here that I thought I explained earlier, but maybe I didn't explain it well. In the Michigan Health Code, the mission, if you will, the duties of the local health department are described, okay? And any grants that address duties that are described in the law are not being scrutinized by anybody on the Board of Health. So the mission of the local health department, according to law, is something that's always going to be followed. Discretionary grants that are not required for activities that are not required by the public health code, those are the grants that our good Board of Health is looking at. And denying a grant like that is not destroying the Board of Health, quote unquote. Denying a grant like that that is discretionary is not an ethics violation under any standard. This idea that clean water and vaccinations and certain safety nets are somehow going to go away due to Rich Ginnup's vote on discretionary grants is, quite honestly, preposterous. Oversight of the health department is the job of the Board of Health. The law uses the word govern about 30 times when it refers to how the Board of Health is supposed to interact with the health department itself. I reminded you earlier that the first controversial grant issue was about reducing obesity, not about malnutrition. Let me say a word now about dental health. Okay, Dental Clinics North is the biggest dental operation in the northern Michigan, and it's run by the health department, and it's very profitable. If they want to help children, take those profits and go help the children. I have no problem with that. Let's not open the floodgates here to questions about everybody's vote on everything. Thank you.
Got any more comment?
Hello, Brenda Colvita. I mean, if you want to go first.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Evatt County and Bear Creek Township. I prepared earlier a long statement, and I'm going to make this one really short. I am so happy that we got to hear from Rich finally. When this all started, and I was going to a lot of the health board meetings, observing, learning, trying to absorb what was happening. I didn't understand what was going on here. Took me a little while, but when you said that tonight, it's clear. The attacks, I mean, I would have been the same way. I'm a fighter, and I would have come out swinging. I thought you handled yourself with grace and dignity, and that's who you are. It's clear to me there's dysfunction that's occurred here. And I saw this before in the Board of Health when there were other people on that board. There was a lot of dysfunction there. What I'm hoping for is that we can come to some kind of agreement that there are those of us who can support the health department without supporting every single thing that they do. It's, again, these people who spoke before me, it's just blatantly clear. We need discourse. We need to talk about things. Everyone gets their say, and this is just democracy in action. But to try to remove someone that you disagree with or there's things that you think that they said or they did, it's wrong. It's wrong. And I would be so awfully disappointed to see this happen in Evatt County. To remove someone from a board who is actually effective and cares because of a disagreement like this. So that's all I have to say, and thank you all. I appreciate your service.
Hi, Cynthia McGuatters again. I guess after listening to a few of the statements here, I guess we could relate this to an actual job. You hire a person, you expect them to do the job well. You expect them to be respectful of people. You expect them to cooperate with others. If not, what do? You either lay them off, reprimand them, or do whatever. This is similar to that. The Code of Ethics, some people are getting very hung up on that, and I think they need to get over that. I'm speaking my own piece now. That was established in 2018. It doesn't just go over respect and decency. It goes over other things. The same with the act provided by the state of Michigan that I had talked about earlier. It's the County Board of Commissioners Act 156 that also describes what is expected of commissioners. And it also describes what happens if they violate any of that. And again, our code of ethics for this board has been violated. You blatantly said you would violate it again, and I did not notice any hostile exchange or pressured exchange at that meeting. So I think there is every right for something to be done. None of the Board of Commission members, like I said, took care of any of the three issues that I brought up. And that was with Mr. Ginnup, the meeting with Mr. Mason, and discrimination issues, and the meeting here with physical threats. Not a darn thing was done. When I first started coming to these meetings, I asked the question. The first thing I said was, what is this ongoing tiff with the health department? It was very clear to not only me but to the community that there is friction. It's like, who gets the toy? Who gets to play with the toy? This is serious stuff, and it's shameful. That as people serving our community have to behave like this, and people that have made comments, like I said, without any scientific proof, you hold that more trustworthy. I personally think that since COVID, and again, I'm tired of hearing people moan and groan about how they had to wear masks and this and that. As a medical professional, it was necessary. It served a purpose. Get over it, people. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people didn't work. A lot of people had to struggle with it. We move on. Thank you. And I thank the commissioners that are about to do a good job. Thank you.
Jeff Nyquist, Bear Creek. I'm supporting Rich Ginnup because I believe he's defending my health. And I'll explain why. There's three things that are dangerous in the world. And one of them, they all have the word big in front of them. Big business, big government, and big medicine. And the pandemic scared me. And I'll tell you why. 30 years ago, I was diagnosed with a disease by tests that were scientific, and I was given medicine that almost killed me. But science later found out I did not have that disease. The medicine I was given was inappropriate, and my health has been undermined ever since. And I want you to understand that when they were giving vaccine mandates to a vaccine that was not fully tested, we were guinea pigs. And that frightened me because I knew from personal experience that the science isn't what it's cracked up to be. I knew from the tragedy of my own experience and other people that I've seen that have been hurt by big science. So Rich Ginnup is up there, and he's got a veto for people like me to say, no, don't make them vaccinate everyone. No, don't lock down all the businesses and destroy the economy, because Sweden didn't lock down a single business. They had fewer deaths than we did, and they didn't destroy their own economy or people's livelihoods. You know, people should be reasonable about these things and look at the actual facts. You're shaking your head. Sweden had no lockdown. Their economy was not damaged. People's livelihoods were not wrecked. So Rich serves a very important check and balance here. Thank you.
Come on up.
Cindy Danner, Wayne City, Charlevoix County. I think it's really sad that we're having a public hearing here tonight for a man who's made a decision and a vote based on what he felt is right. This is the exact reason why so many people won't serve. I serve in a lot of capacities, and it's hard to get people to serve. And I think I'm sad when I look back at the history of this commission and how many of the members, some of them sitting on this commission here right now, left their position on the health department. Because this is the exact reason. Here they are trying to serve the public and do that's what's right, and because they're condemned because what they do and believe from their heart, and they're put on notice. Absolutely ridiculous. Because they're here serving the people, doing what they think is right. I sat here and listened to Mr. Ginnup say that he felt bullied and harassed by Mr. Coots. Isn't that a violation of the ethics that we're here talking about tonight? So which one of you, or which three of you are going to stand up and say, you know what, I'm filing a complaint, because you know what, he violated the ethics and the conduct of this board. It should happen right now. We do it with our children all the time. We're talking about children and grants. If they feel bullied and harassed, that's how he felt. Is anybody going to do anything about that? No, we have the supposed code of ethics that you can pick and choose when you want to use it. I've sat at other one of these meetings, and I could say, wow, you should have used it then. Took an oath of office, and is doing exactly what he said he would do. Exactly what he said he would do for the people who elected them. Not unelected officials, which we have at the health department, which is why we need a board like this, so we have elected officials that are overseeing those things. I totally support what Mr. Ginnup is doing, and what's happening here right now is wrong. And if he's going to be scrutinized for what he did, then Mr. Coontz should be scrutinized too. Thank you.
Dennis Kelly, West Travis Township. I don't know what happened at the meeting where Mr. Coontz was badgering Mr. Ginnup. I'd be upset about it, too. I don't know, you guys all work together and so on, but I heard Rich Ginnup recant what he said earlier. I heard him say it, okay? Whatever he said at that meeting, he says he understands it. He would live by the code of ethics. I heard him say that. We all did. I don't think this has anything to do about his voting and how he feels about the health board. It comes down to that. That's why we're here, right? But Board of Ethics violation of some sort. I heard him recant it, all right? And so did all you. So let's just take it easy and let's do the right thing.
Bethany Lieberman, Emmett County, and I'm actually a member of, or a resident of Springvale Township, so I'm going to be relying on the rest of you to represent me, since Rich clearly does not. Unlike many speaking here in support of Rich tonight, I actually reside in Emmett County. Let me be clear, the health department has never mandated a COVID vaccine. As one of our representatives on the Board of Health, it is Rich's job to educate the public on this, but he refuses to. Commissioners are supposed to be held accountable by the constituents. That's a democracy. In true Rich Ginnup fashion, he attempted to gaslight us all just now and spent more time in this hearing blaming another commissioner instead of taking accountability for all of his actions this past year. As a reminder, Rich Ginnup brought forth the Medical Freedom Resolution in direct violation of the Public Health Code and then voted for it despite the Board of Health Attorney clearly advising against it. Speaking of bullying and harassment, There are over 160 employees of the health department. Please don't mistake the health department employees' silence on this matter for complacence. I ask that this board remove Rich Ginniff from the Board of Health.
Carolyn Borland, Petoskey. The bottom line here is that you are all elected to help the people in Emmett County, including children. At the last meeting, I heard Mr. Ginniff, he was asked why he would vote against the Board of Health's proposal for the dental care. And his answer was, parents should do it. I agree. If we lived in an ideal world, but we don't. When we moved here 20-some years ago, I was very dismayed to find out how many working poor we had in Emmett County. We have people that work 2 and 3 minimum wage jobs just to put food on the table, to have gas in their car so they could get to these 2 or 3 jobs. But dental and health care, they can't afford that. They're not going to ask for help, but if the health department offers it, they will take it for their children. They want the best for their children, like we all do. But some people need a little help along the way. They're not begging for handouts. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a health department that's willing to help children in northern Michigan. And I think your vote is wrong as far as voting against that. These families need this care. They can't afford it. I'm always surprised when I go to the dentist or the doctors and get a copy of that final bill. I've said to my husband so many times, how can people without insurance afford this? And my husband says, they don't go. They can't afford it. They just don't go. But these children could have a relatively small help with their dental care, and I think that's what this county and all of northern Michigan need for their children. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Pat Freilich from Emmett County, and I think it's important to understand the mission of the health department, and that's to prevent disease. And, you know, we do that by what is stated in the public health code, applying for grants. Those grants are not discretionary when they help prevent disease. They're essential. And the health department is a complex organization. I have worked with, I don't know, maybe 60, maybe 80 different commissioners from the 4 counties during my time at the health department. And there has always been open discussion. Not everyone agrees to support the health department on every single thing that comes forward. And that's okay. That's part of the process. That's what should happen. But what all of the commissioners need to make a commitment to do is to learn about the health department and the services. It is a complex organization. And when someone doesn't ask any questions and votes no on everything, that truly is a sign that this person is not committed to take their responsibilities to the level that needs to occur. So that's why I support Commissioner Kuntz and Ahrens and White in seeking the removal of Rich Ginniff from the Board of Health. Thank you.
My name is Tracy Skinner, and I'm a resident of Emmett County and a voter of Emmett County. And first of all, I want to take a moment and thank the commissioners who have had the courage to bring this forward. This is not what anybody wants. I feel like so many of the public comments are a COVID hangover that we're still struggling with, that there's anger, there's resentment, there's fear, there's frustration.
I am with you. We don't want it to continue. But I think that the target is misguided. I think that having the target to try to micromanage funding for an organization by this governing body that should have a 100-foot view instead of a 10-foot view is providing a dysfunctional Board of Health, and it is crippling the operations that are going forward. And if you're cheering for that, I think that you don't understand that this health department provides an enormous service to our communities with only about 6% local appropriations. The rest of this comes from a wide variety of complex sources of funding. If you had to provide that on your own, it would be crippling the amount of money it would cost to provide the services. And these are mandated services by your counties. You have such a phenomenal service that's being provided for such a bargain. If you want to have smaller government, I understand that. You want to have smaller funding. Go to Lansing. Those are the people that are deciding grants. It's not happening at your local health department. You're not getting a tax refund because you say no to dental sealants. It's going to go to somebody else. And these kids, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Fix it today or you see the problems later. Lots of people talk about parental responsibility. I'm a parent. I have no problems getting support in my job as a parent from many other people. I think a lot of people that are talking about their dental problems as a child, they don't know how their parents handled it. They probably asked for help from somebody at some point in their life. So I really support a functional Board of Health. I'm concerned because I think actions speak louder than words. The actions that I've seen from Commissioner Ginnup since his start in January have been obstructionistic and not supportive. His comments on public radio and in the media have not been supportive. And I think you're a good person, and I think you're doing what you believe is right. I think it's not the right venue, and it's misguided in this circumstance. And if you would ask enough questions about the people that understand public health rather than the people that are trying to advise you about health, you know, if you ask Dr. Meyerson half the questions that other people seem to be answering for you, I would be thrilled. So I support you in asking him to step down and get functional representation.
And Duncan Potoski. I want to reiterate again that Mr. Gantz recently voiced opposition to supporting social programs as a whole within the health department is showing repeatedly and on record his intentional disregard and bias against an essential role of the health department. I found it interesting to hear the support of Mr. Gantz specifically referencing the fact that this is what we voted for him for, and that hindering the effectiveness of the health department is what Mr. Gantz ran on. This to me confirms without any doubt that there is or that there was and still is a pre-planned commitment to utilizing his position on the board for working against the health department. There is no intention of listening to experts, residents, or other board members in order to make nonpartisan decisions for the residents of all four counties. If Mr. Ganup is not removed from the health department, I believe he's opening Emmett County and the Board of Health up to legal issues in the future. And then because I agree with the comments, giving a face to the people Mr. Ganup's decisions are affecting, I want to repeat part of my last Board of Health comment. I had never been to Michigan prior to my move here in 2021. I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that it was the only way I would be able to be safe. I am a domestic violence survivor. I brought this up originally because in the time that I have been out, I have shared my story and listened to others. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the only reason that I am alive today is because I have had help. Most survivors do not. I am extremely fortunate. There are not always family, friends, or neighbors, not some ubiquitous help to be found. In fact, an abuser's first tactic is to isolate their victims from their family and friends so that when they want to leave, there's nowhere to go. I know many survivors working multiple jobs, trying to live in the aftermath, having to use food stamps, Medicaid, housing, family, financial assistance, and whatever social programs they are able to access while still living paycheck to paycheck, trying to heal trauma and raise their kids at the same time. It's time for you to understand that the people that have at one point or another needed assistance are not any less worthy of dignity and respect than someone who hasn't.
In fact, the majority of people that I've met who have had to use assistance are the ones working long after that help stops to turn around and help the next one out. We don't leave each other behind. They are the strongest, hardest working people with incredible focus on giving back that I have ever had the privilege to know. My story is only one example of the variety of people who need and deserve help. The people who continue to need help don't deserve to be held hostage, left behind, and forgotten because other people want closure on an issue that is too big for one department to provide. Also, as a survivor, I say this with my whole heart, learned the hard way. I don't trust pretty words and promises in moments of being held accountable. I believe in patterns and history. I also recognize empty excuses for behavior. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Maya Angelou.
Any other comment?
Good evening. Joe Murphy, Emma County. I wasn't originally planning on speaking tonight, but I think this is just the wrong place for you to be for Emma County. You have a lot of things, a lot of friends, a lot of people that support you, and it's obvious. But I think the health department is just the wrong place. It was wrong from the start when you had you supported a motion that your own attorney said was against the law that you still voted for. That's not right. It was wrong when you didn't do anything to stop, I'd ruin his last name, Jared's, when he said he was going to stop, he wanted to look at every grant and end every grant that was coming to the health department. No one spoke against him. He should have, because that was just wrong. To get rid of every grant without even looking at him, that's insane. It was wrong in May when all you needed was one more vote to have an agenda so the meeting could happen with 60 or 100 people there that were attending the meeting. It was irresponsible. It was just wrong. I mean, that's akin to the insurrection from January 6th where they wanted to stop the government by trying to invade it. You stopped the meeting from happening. And that's all the January 6th people wanted to do, stop the meeting from happening. It was basically wrong. When the commissioner said that Bishop Berrega went 6,000 miles and found nothing but drunken Indians, I hope in private at least he told him it was wrong. I know he later came to a meeting and said he didn't see anything wrong with it. That's a racist trope, and it shouldn't be at a public health care meeting. We have many, many members of the indigenous peoples up here, and it's an insult to every one of them. When you had a committee meeting when all you had to do was make a motion, support the motion to have the agenda to be spoken at the committee, and you sat there, that was wrong. When Commissioner Mason then later said, well, because it didn't get out of committee, we have to have six votes in order to approve it. I'm wondering if that wasn't the plan in the first place. If you don't have any discussion at the committee meeting, then you can have six votes rather than five to support the grants that were happening. That's just devious. It's wrong. I just think with your skills and your abilities, you serve a better place, a different thing for the Emma County. But I appreciate you wrote that you ran for office. Thank you.
Any other comment?
Mary Lieberman, City of Petoskey. I think a lot has been said tonight, and I don't want to make it the list longer, but I don't want us to lose sight of all the concerns that have been brought to you over several months. A lot of things were said tonight in isolation by people who really have never firsthand witnessed any of these things, and I understand they're wanting to support Commissioner Ginnup as an individual. I respect that, and I respect their opinions. But our concerns are about what's been happening at the health department. We talk about all of these concerns, and the three commissioners talked about their concerns, why they believe this hearing should happen tonight. And it really dismays me that the only response Mr. Ginnup has given so far is that he was bullied that night. He didn't mean it. I won't do it again. You know, if it was just that one night, that one statement, one reaction, I could understand that. But this has been 8.5 months of dereliction of duty. I want to remind you that since that resolution was passed of how you would support each other in the Board of Health, on two occasions, Mr. Ginnup voted directly against Mr. Mapes, who was sat on the Programs and Evaluation Committee and tried to bring forth policy and procedures, guidelines, and didn't get support from his fellow commissioner. I mean, that happened, too, and I didn't even bring that up earlier, but I think that's important. The other thing I want to add to this is we've had a lot of people speak here tonight who aren't from Emmett County. We've had a lot of people who are from Emmett County, and those are the people all of you represent. And I know you can tell who's who. I don't need to point that out. But it's obvious what needs to happen tonight. 1,511 people voted for Rich Ginnup to be a county commissioner. Nobody from the constituency voted for him to be on the Board of Health. 34,225 people live in Emmett County. The representatives on that Board of Health represent all of those people, not just that 1,500. An additional 75,368 people live in Antrim, Charlevoix, and Otsego counties. It is the duty of the Emmett County representatives on the Board of Health to represent the entire county, and their decisions ultimately impact the people of all four counties. Commissioner Ginnup must be removed from the Board of Health immediately. Thank you.
Next.
Hello, Marcy Beauchesne, Otsego County. Yes, I am from another county, but you, sir, on that board represent all four counties in your decision-making. That was never more evident than your vote at the last Board of Health meeting where you voted something on Otsego County that Otsego County did not want. Okay? I did look into that grant. I did look into that program. I went to their website to look at some kind of events that I might be able to attend to check out that program. There were no events listed, sir. So furthermore, I thought, well, let me find out. I want to do my due diligence and educate myself on this program before I speak too much. So it said to get more information, I should go to 95 Livingston Boulevard. So guess what I did? I went there. I asked about the program. Well, first I looked at all the brochures, plenty of them, at the health department there. That's the health department, by the way, 95 Livingston Boulevard. Plenty of brochures, but none on that grant that you, sir, approved. So I asked the attendant, can you tell me a little bit about this program? She knew nothing about the program. And the lady that is the director of the program, well, she works out of several different counties, so she's touch and go to be there. So still, I have not found out about the program. I say that because you do represent all of us. And until that vote, I was proud of how you represented me. But due to probably bullying or whatever, what have you, and I can almost guarantee the people that are speaking against you probably are not your voters. They probably did not put your name down. Okay? I also, my very first Board of Health meeting, I sat behind Mr. Coots. I knew nothing about this. I was not a government person. I didn't go to these meetings. But I sat behind Mr. Coots. It was a very packed meeting. I watched him email. I watched him do all kinds of other business, but health board business. There was some. He checked the agenda every now and again to see where we were at. So that's not very ethical of somebody elected sitting on a board as well. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Excuse me. Mike Kinterman, Pleasant View Township. I've lived here 6 years now, my wife and I have, and while I don't know individual commissioners, I've had a chance to meet a few and know a couple, but I don't know all of you. But observing what I've seen in the last 8 months, it comes down to who can you trust. And it's probably that way with most boards. And so, but what I heard earlier tonight about, and there is this issue about poor people don't deserve a break, I guess. And my wife and I volunteer with one of the churches here in the community. And between us and Salvation Army, we handle a number, you know, and we do this 1 week out of maybe every 5 or 6 weeks, and other teams of people volunteer and do the other weeks. Last week, my wife had 17 calls. 5 or 6 of those people don't maintain a voicemail, but she had to contact everybody else that did, tried to contact those that didn't. It took up her whole week, and between, like I said, between us, Salvation Army, that's pretty much it for anybody that, it runs from, everyone has a different story. And so we can't deny that there's working poor here. We can't deny that housing is an issue. We can't deny that people need dental care. And we certainly can't deny that our farmers could use, they get crop subsidies. My own brother is a farmer in southern Michigan. And so to just, you know, patronize them by making sure their vegetables and fruits get in the schools and nutrition. My uncle is a dentist and he's retired now, but for years, one night a month, this was in the Genesee County area, provided free dental care. And you know, no one looked at that as big government. And so I'm just saying that it's
30 seconds.
So who do we trust? It all comes back to who can you trust? And if you don't deserve our trust, I'm sorry. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Any other comments?
My name is Rebecca Otto. I am a Littlefield Township resident and voter and taxpayer in Emmett County. I wish that I could go back to all the notes that I've made of comments that people have made where I've thought, yeah, I kind of agree with that, except you're not telling the whole story. Sweden did do pretty good during the pandemic. They're also well known for their universal healthcare system. So everybody was in much better shape to deal with this pandemic. Their food systems are ones that don't allow GMO products into their food systems. And so they have some other things going for them that allowed them to weather what we all went through with a leg up. I'll agree with some other people. I, too, am really glad to be hearing from you, Rich, because I've gone to quite a few of these meetings where the conversation could be happening, but it's not happening. And yet I know that conversations have happened outside of these rooms that should be happening in these meetings. I have stated this before in other meetings. Accountability is not an attack on your personal character. If you choose to do something and someone disagrees with you and has a reason for it and brings it up, that is called accountability. And that's okay. If you're wanting to have civil discourse inside of a government structure, it's okay to have that happen, that you're held accountable for things. I am not here because I am for or against one certain person. I am here on behalf of the children in our community who did not ask to be born into families, who are suffering and need our assistance. I'm here on behalf of the families that try to help support those children who are also going through hard times. I'm here for the 33% of Alice households in Emmett County, the 36% of Alice households in Charlevoix County, the 39% of Alice households in Antrim County, and the 38% of Alice households in Otsego County. Every once in a while, you as commissioners have a chance to review something called the master plan. The health department does something similar called the needs assessment for our community, where they look at the things beyond what is required by public health code to have in our community that will help the particular needs of our community. A large part of those programs are funded by grants. They would not be available if it weren't for those grants. And again, I am going to state this in the words of someone more eloquent than I. Tamara Renee said,
seconds.
Accountability feels like an attack when you're not ready to acknowledge how your behaviors harm others.
Any other comment? For the second time, any other comment? For the third time, any comment? Hearing none, can I have a motion to move back into the regular session?
Second.
Moved and supported. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Back in the regular session. Rich, you have the opportunity now to address any concerns before we move on.
So I know that there's hurt on both sides of some of my votes, as you heard, being attacked by both sides. And I did not take this position to be a bobblehead or a rubber stamp. I take my position seriously, and I put a lot of thought into the way I vote. And so I'm taking a lot of backlash, I know. So be it. Again, I did not commit a crime here.
At this time, I'll turn it over to the rest of the board for any comments.
I would like to put the focus back on the statement, Chair, that you made in a public meeting here, that you would not support the code of ethics that you signed and you agreed to, as we all did. And so I was dumbfounded that you actually said you wouldn't do that. I was really surprised at your statement. I do not think that Commissioner Koontz was badgering you or anything. He was holding you to task for your stated statements, and I think that was fair. I mean, we are in a public forum here, and we've all thought out things. As you just said, you put a lot of hard thought into things. Well, you had a lot of chance to explain yourself and your decisions and why you said what you just said in that meeting, too, and you didn't do it. And, you know, I offered myself as a solution at that meeting to try to be collegial and try to move things forward, and I haven't been taken up on my offer at all. Neither of you called me or talked to me about it at all. So, what is incumbent upon me to do by the ethics agreement that I signed, because I'm going to follow it. And that's my main point. Whether, all this vote on committees that, our representative said, you're never going to make everybody happy. I understand that intimately over 7 years now. But I always try to keep everybody in mind, including the people that didn't vote for me, because I'm here to represent everybody's interests in the 2nd District. And overall, and we've had this discussion before, indeed all the citizens of Emmett County. You're supposed to think of your district and the entirety of Emmett County. That means everybody that also didn't vote for you, that voted for someone else. And that matters. And that's how you keep balance. And this ethics document is something, is another guardrail, as I said before, or a way to keep balance. And, you know, that's why I signed the document to bring this forward tonight. It wasn't what an individual vote you made. It was the fact that you sat here and you defied a document that you signed and agreed to. And, you know, as a citizen of this county myself, I didn't like that. I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's being whatever. And you weren't badgered. You were held to task. And I was sitting here and I heard the exchange. He was very respectful to you and gave you every opportunity to state your case. And you didn't do it. And at that point, that's when I volunteered myself to try to move this forward. I mean, really, did I want to take on another committee that I have to drive and spend lots of time for? No. I mean, I do a lot already. But in the interest of Emmett County, I did that to try to move this forward. So I don't know what else to do. I mean, either this ethics agreement means something or it doesn't mean squat. And we should actually pitch it. If it doesn't work tonight, we should throw it out.
So first of all, I thought when he made that statement that he was talking about the resolution, not the ethics. So I misunderstood. So I said no. I misunderstood. Secondly, I re-looked at the resolution and the code of ethics, and I strongly believe I will adhere to everything on the code of ethics without any problem and the resolution that I believe I can follow. Again, what crime have I committed here? What ethics violation has I committed?
I don't think I can add anything to what Mr. Aarons had to say and all the people that made public comment.
Rich, I appreciate the work that you've done on the health board as far as bringing up the fact that, you know, like some of the mandates that were assessed during COVID. I know people don't want to hear COVID. Again, we're going to revisit COVID again, but, you know, there's ample studies out there saying that the masks were more harmful than helpful for a lot of people, especially young kids. Cochrane study, 13,000 people were studied, and by 13 different major health departments throughout the entire world, and they indicated that. And however, at the meeting, at the last meeting we had, you did indicate that you openly violated the code of ethics, and you and I talked after that, and you told me flat out that you weren't going to follow it. So I can only take your word face to face. Unfortunately, you told me that you wouldn't follow it. So
we were talking about the resolution, not the code of ethics.
I got out the Code of Ethics and Conduct for Emmett County Commissioners today. I read it. It's five type pages. It's quite thorough. It's dated May 24th, 2018. And I can't find anything in there that Mr. Ginnup violated. I think this is all about how he voted no. He's a conservative Republican. The people that are against him are liberal Democrats. They like government control. The state of Michigan and the health department violated the constitutional rights of the citizens of Emmett County. That's been decided by a court. And I don't think that Emmett County Board of Commissioners have an official policy that forces Mr. Ginnup to vote a certain way. And if we want to be critical of Mr. Ginnup, you can also be critical of me because I voted against a grant earlier this summer that came before this board. It was for $100,000. It was for the Emmett County Sheriff's Department. What could be wrong with that? Well, I'm the only commissioner that does not use a computer. All the other commissioners here have computers. I get the original hard copy. Sometimes it's quite big and heavy, and it takes a lot of reading, but I was able to read that grant, and it had a very strange string attached to it. And it said in order for Emmett County to get that $100,000, we had to agree, we had to sign a written legal binding document that we would send no more than 17.5% of our convicted criminals onto jail or prison. 82.5% had to be released out into the public again to reoffend. And when I've talked to citizens in the community about that program, they were appalled that we would vote for that. And when I talked to some of you afterwards why you voted for it, most of you agreed that you had not read that grant carefully enough. You didn't catch that strange string attached there. A lot of these grants do have strings, and they're not good.
Any other comment?
I'm torn, really, because I support Ginnup. You know, I think a lot alike in a lot of areas. This board, due to public comment, took it upon themselves to address and write up a resolution telling us how we should react or respond on the Board of Health. Being new to this kind of thing and elected by my constituents, knowing that I not only represent my constituents, but I represent the people of Emmett County, especially on a public board like the Board of Health, because it contains four other counties besides this one. So I took it slow and easy. I made some mistakes. I soon learned that the health department is a massive behemoth, and it's fed by tax dollars. And that's a truth. I'm not making that up. It's fed by tax dollars. And they come from state and federal sources. And each county contributes a portion of their tax base to support the health department. Granted, the one thing that the health department has to be proud of, and I'm proud of being a part of the health department, that at this point does not ask counties for a large chunk of money to support it. But I soon realized how big the health department is and how much it depends upon grants to survive. I have nothing against the services of the health department. I came in here with open eyes regarding the health department, and one man is not going to change it. Lady spoke earlier about any change that's going to come to the health department. I believe it has to come through Lansing, that what she said. Don't remember her name. But that's where change to the health department is going to have to come if you want change. It's not our responsibility. It's our responsibility to serve on the board. I was dumbfounded, and I was really surprised when Rich, when you made that answer, you gave your answer to that. I didn't vote for the resolution, but I did sign it, and I agreed to operate by it. In my mind, that resolution was something that I was being accused of in the beginnings of my reign on the health board, of trying to micromanage. That's not what I'm after. If you confuse asking questions for trying to micromanage, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. I think what we're here to do tonight is a little forced probably other ways we could deal with it. I think there's other opportunities other than removing Rich from the board. But I don't know what they are at this point. So I'll have to search.
Again, what crime have I committed? What code of ethics crime have I committed?
To be honest with you, I kind of sometimes feel that I could be next just because you don't like a decision or a way that I vote. And that's not the way I choose to operate.
At this time, I will open up the floor for any motion.
I'd like to make a motion. I move that Commissioner Rich Ginnup, having committed a violation of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners Code of Conduct relating to his committee assignment to the Board of Health, be removed from that assignment consistent with the Code of Ethics and Conduct.
Second.
It's been moved and supported. Any discussion on that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The people of Emmett County have put Mr. Ginnup in that chair, and we, the board, put him in the on that committee, the health committee, and he's not done anything wrong.
Any other discussion?
I would like to note that the chair appointed himself to that committee. We did not vote for that. There was very little. There was no voting or moving around or jockeying for positions in our first meeting, as has been the custom for many years.
That's not true at all.
Who put you in it?
You voted for it.
Do I have an option?
You could have said no.
This board approved all the committee assignments, and that health department board was broken out special. We voted on that separately.
Yes, just a matter of procedure here in terms of the motion that was made. I might have missed it, but I don't think I heard the section or sections.
I can make the motion with sections if you prefer.
It should definitely contain
then
what sections
I'll do that.
Are included as being violated within this motion.
I move that Commissioner Rich Ginnup, having committed a violation of Section B11 and A1 of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners Code of Conduct relating to his committee assignment to the Board of Health, be removed from that assignment consistent with the Code of Ethics and Conduct, Section B15C.
Second. Second.
Motion and the second were amended. Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Laughlin?
No.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
I abstain.
Commissioner Mapes?
Only because I signed that letter and I agreed to support the resolution, my vote is yes.
Yes.
Is there a motion to fill that seat?
This is the next item on the agenda, I think, right?
Yes, next item on the agenda.
Okay, so do you want to go
close this item and we'll close it? I'll turn it over to Rich.
Okay, so we're going to take the reins again. We're going to pick up. Is there a motion for... or a nominee for the new Board of Health?
I move that the board appoint Neil Ahrens to fill the vacancy to represent Emmett County on the Board of Health.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for the putting Neil Ahrens on the new position of the Board of Health. Any discussion? Hearing none, let's have the roll call.
Potowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
No.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofthouse?
No.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
I'm kind of torn. well, I mean, because I feel like I should abstain, you know, that's what my feelings are, but there's realities involved here too, and we need somebody to fill the position, and I haven't heard anybody else volunteering. Have I? I don't think I'm going to hear anybody doing that, so I'll say yes.
Okay, the motion passes, and we're going to take our second break. We'll take a 10-minute break, so about 3 minutes to 10 o'clock, we'll come back in session. Yes, today, Tatum, whenever you're ready, we'll move on.
I'm always ready.
Okay, we're back into session here, so the next planning and zoning.
Yeah, this is a grant application. As you read through the packet there, you'll see that our planning department went to a seminar in 2020 that was hosted about the Great Lakes and improving water quality, shoreline improvements. After that training they went to, they offered up grant opportunities, and the planning department did apply for one of the grant opportunities and was awarded a grant. There's a 50-50 match in this grant, but most of that will be in-kind services on our side. This grant provides shoreline information to go out. People live in the shorelines, ways to improve our shorelines, keep our shorelines the way they are. And it also gives us an opportunity to go through our ordinances that we have on our shorelines to address that, make sure that we're compliant and most up-to-date in our ordinance. So it's an education. This is really a grant for education on our shorelines.
Okay, so I'm looking for the motion.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chair. I move that the board approve the attached Timothy County Zoning Education and Ordinance Review Grant Agreement between the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy in Emmett County, and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
What is the actual dollar cost to that, to Emmett County?
Back a few pages, you'll see that the cost is with in-kind services $21,670.62.
Okay.
And again, a portion of that is in-kind services.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
How much is that portion in percentage-wise about?
52%.
52% is in-kind.
That's the way it worked out. It's a 50-50 match.
Is that after
they got it to 50.
That's before the 20,000 or after the 20,000?
Our match is 52,000. So the grant is 40.
All right.
Any other discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofthouse?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner
Aaron.
Yes.
Motion passes. Moving on to the McGulpin Point parking lot.
We have two water contracts tonight. We submitted bids out there for both the McGulpin Point expansion, parking lot expansion. This is the area that's on the waterfront that we were was part of the exchange that we had. For the lots, we got the additional space on the waterfront. We got funding to do this expansion through that exchange of property. We have awarded it to our low bidder, which is a local company in town there. And Daryl's bid for this project is $50,625, which actually came under our architect's estimate. So we're pleased with that bid. It basically takes what we have in that parking lot and goes from 16 to 34 spots.
Is that going to be gravel parking lot?
Gravel parking.
Okay. Thought so for that price.
Yeah. There's clearing that needs to be done, so it's we were very surprised and happy
yeah,
with that price.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. And their yard is right there, yeah. So it's great.
Okay, could we have the motion?
Chair, I move the board award the bid to Darrow Brothers Excavating to complete the McGulpin Point parking lot expansion in the amount of $50,625, pending a suitable contract to be determined by the Civil Council and Administrator and authorize the Administrator to sign the same.
I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
Their bid was very good. It was a lot less than the second and third place bidders.
And it's right in their backyard, front yard.
I think that's what helped a lot with it. The trucking cost, everything is much lower than the others.
Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mate?
Yes.
Commissioner
Loughlin? Yes.
Motion passes. And the next one is... McGulpin Lighthouse
yes,
parking
the,
lot.
This is the property that's just to the south of the lighthouse. And I've shared the drawings with you. This is going to provide paid parking for 23 cars, four RV buses, and there will also be two handicapped spots. And part of this parking lot will also give us a paved path from that parking lot over to the lighthouse. So where we parked across the street, and you had to walk across the road, now this will just be the south of that. So it'll be a good enhancement there. Again, the funding for this project is coming through Tri-State agreement that we had with them. So both of these projects are funded through the Tri-State agreement. So really, at this point, no cost to Emmett County.
Okay, we're looking for the motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Loughbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next we have North Country Trails.
North Country Trail, it's a trail system that goes through, and right now it's following Kip Road. And so when people are on this trail, they have to walk down three-quarters of a mile on Kip Road. The Jordan Valley 45 chapter of the trail came to us and to the Road Commission, because this also fronts the Road Commission property, and asked if they could move the trail off the road and put it onto our property. We worked with the attorney to put together a contract or an agreement with them. One, they're not going to remove any trees on the project. This is a walking path. This is for walkers. It's not for bikes. It's not for motorized vehicles. This is a walking trail. There's some safety concerns with them walking down the street. This gets them up the street, and it's a nice wooded area that they're going to come through. This is also the area of the model planes that are out there, and we met with the model plane folks to make sure there's no conflicts with them. We didn't see any. They also... went to the Road Commission because their property, it comes down and it goes down Hathaway in front, worked with the Road Commission. They're doing the same thing on the Road Commission property, getting it off the road. So basically that mile now will be in the wooded area.
Okay, looking for a motion.
I move that the board approve the agreement with the North Country Trail Association to relocate the trail from the side of Kip Road to the county property on the northeast corner of Kip Road and Hathaway Road, and authorize the county administrator to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No, they're inside of it. They don't really want to follow the power line. It'll be inside of the power line. They just don't want to be in anybody else's right of way. They might follow it on the Road Commission's property.
Any other discussion, comments? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Alton?
Yes.
Commissioner Mink?
Yes.
Commissioner
Gutowski? Yes.
Commissioner
Aaron? Yes.
Motion passes. Next we have Mead and Hunt.
So this is the third time that this has come before you. We got funding from the FAA to put together a bid specification for our snow removal equipment. So the last one, so the FAA, we received the grant. Then the grant funding goes through MDOT, and now it's come to us and given us the money to actually hire Mead and Hunt to put together our bid specifications. You'll see for the rotary plow, there's $19,000 for bid specification to take it through, write the bid specs and take it through specification, and then $17,000 for the sweeper truck. This is grant funding. You'll see this one more time, hopefully when we actually do the award of bid. So that will be it. So four times.
Okay, could we have the motion, please?
Chair, I move that the board approve the attached contracts between Mead and Hunt and the County of Emmett to develop bid specifications and to build a rotary plow truck in an amount of $19,374.84 and a runway sweeper truck in an amount of $17,868.32 and authorize the county administrator to sign the contracts on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Mates?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner
Ginnup? Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next we have, what do we have? Go ahead.
This is the annual grant renewal that comes from the Michigan Indigenous Defense, the MIDC grant. This is what provides funding for the folks in the county that can't afford a legal defense. This money comes through the state and it is awarded each year, and it's for our attorneys to give a defense.
Okay, could we have the motion?
I move. Oh, go ahead.
Second.
We have a motion and several seconds. Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mates?
Yes.
Commissioner Aaron?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofton?
Yes.
Commissioner
Coons? Yes.
Motion passes. Now we want to talk about the sheriff again.
Yes, this is a program that the sheriff's department has, and I think it really started up during COVID, given the inmates' ability to use tablets and do texting. And to do that, there's a charge for that. They have increased their rates from 7 cents a text to 10 cents a text, and then a transition fee of $3 to $3.75. This is the seventh amendment to this contract, and I'm happy to report this will go out to bid next year, and we'll start at no amendments. And
okay, could we have the motion?
I move to amend, approve Amendment 7 to the Securus Master Agreement and authorize the county administrator to sign the same.
Awesome.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I'm happy that it's coming up again for bid.
Yes.
Because it's not cool.
No, it's not cool, but it's also a service that
I understand that. I know, but I'm just saying it's not cool of the company to do that.
Okay, let's have the roll call.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Commissioner
Mates? Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum?
Yes.
Yes, motion passes. That's down to communication. We have a letter from Ellen Thorpe, email, and we're back up to public comment. Anybody wishing to speak, step to the mic.
Tracy Skinner, Emmett County. I'd like to thank the commissioners for a difficult meeting. And I meant to thank Commissioner Mapes. I feel like I've missed that because you said that you've learned a lot along this journey, and I've appreciated your comments. This was a difficult night, but I think that this is going to be helpful for the Board of Health to just have a functioning board. So I appreciate that, and I don't mind questions. I welcome questions. I welcome conversations, and so I'm excited about this change. So thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, Bethany Lieberman, Emmett County. I just wanted to thank this board for voting for the removal of Rich Ginnip from the Board of Health. And I also wanted to thank Rich Ginnip for admitting repeatedly that he had intended to not be in compliance with the resolution that was passed by this board in June, which in that resolution it states that hereby adopts the following as its official policies and positions. So thank you for openly admitting in a public meeting that you have every intention of violating your own board's policy and procedures, and for making it easy for the rest of the commissioners to vote you out. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
I don't want to keep this here any longer, Lisa King. But
what's your name?
Lisa King.
Thank you.
I was moved to tears, and I hope I can... And it was because when Ann, who isn't here anymore, that was the first time listening to her speak and know that somebody would make her feel so threatened that she's happy to be alive. I can't imagine making someone feel that way. And I then was again fighting tears when you were speaking, Commissioner Ahrens, as a... told you when I came up to you, because I just thought, I wish she had a Neil Ahrens in her life. Someone who has your kind of heart. I hope she one day knows a man like that, and I hope my daughter finds a man with that kind of heart. And I also want to thank you for renewing my faith in the political system. Admittedly been bitter, not because I don't get my way. No, that's not it at all. I appreciate people like you, Commissioner Mapes, when you ask questions and evaluate situations and truly want to know more and have a greater understanding. I hope everyone sees that in you and that you don't worry about having a target on your back. But I just thank you because I know those of you before us had to make decisions that went against someone you care about, you work beside. You had to oppose a person representing your political party. And I feel guilty that I worried about whether or not some of you would be able to do that. And I just thank you for not agreeing with me, but for really assessing who it is you want to show the public. And it's evident in the way you spoke and decided tonight. All of you. So thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
My comment has to do about grants.
Your name, please.
Carla Buckner. Sorry.
Just in case somebody's asleep.
Pardon me?
Just in case somebody's asleep.
Yeah. Come up to the microphone.
Just in case somebody's asleep.
Yeah. Okay. My comments have to do with grants. And I thank Mr. Lothbaum for bringing up, read the grants more carefully. And in saying that, I go back to when all the health department problems started, and I first started hearing about them because a grant wasn't passed. And I've heard lots of people talking, and I have to wonder how many of them that were and moaning. You didn't hear me say that. Actually knew what that grant even involved and the strings that were attached to it. And this is a a posting from a Facebook page from somebody who's in this room. That person didn't write it, but it was written to on that person's Facebook page. But that person never brought up this. It revealed to me about the grant. This is the first grant. And as a food service employee, I have a few comments and questions. The meeting notes say the grant would give culinary training and nutrition education to food service directors and their staff, unquote. I'm wondering if people think that the food service staff is in need of culinary training and nutrition education. Who says this is something the staff is lacking? And in terms of getting fruits and vegetables directly from local farms to be served in school lunch, this is already happening. Whenever possible, the produce is sourced locally. A variety of fruits, fresh fruits, and vegetables are offered every day for school meals, and each student taking a school lunch must take at least one, but you cannot make the kids eat them. And many of the kids only take the absolute minimum required fruit or vegetable, even though there are many more available. How many?
30.
As the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I do think the main entrees could be more nutritious if we were able to make them from scratch, not pre-made food we heat up. I'm sure the reason behind the pre-made food is plain and simple. The grant, most of the money, $150,000 plus, which would go to Emmett County, would go to the health department. How would that really help our school lunches be more healthy? I am supportive in it of anything that really helps the kids. There was more in it. Did you get the idea? There was a whole lot more that anybody in here ever talked about. And I've recently come across a quote. I love quotes. I want to give my quote, if I may. May I, Chairman, Mr. Chairman? Thank you. I'd like to, this is a quote that kind of sums it up. Brilliant minds talk about ideas. Mediocre minds talk about events. Small-minded people talk about other people. That's what I saw happening here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Having seen none, we close public comment and the announcements. The next board meeting. Come on. It's September 21st, 2023 at 6 o'clock in this room. And looking for a motion to adjourn. And motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, the same sign. We are adjourned.